Wichita Community Theater presents Inherit the Wind by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee, January 23rd through February 9th. The town of Hillsboro and its citizen, Bertram Cates, are on trial for teaching evolution in the public schools. The world has its eye on this small town as the trial unfolds. Newman University presents the third annual 24-hour theater project, January 31st and February 1st. Newman faculty, students, and staff participating in the project will assemble on Friday, January 31st at 6 p.m. in Jabara Theater. Participants will be randomly assigned to teams, each consisting of a director, playwright, and actors. At 8 p.m. on January 31st, the playwrights of each team will begin writing a new short play, approximately 10 minutes in length, which kicks off the 24-hour process. The next morning at 8, the directors and actors will begin rehearsing the play. At 8 p.m. on the 1st, 24 hours after the writing began, the plays are produced for a live audience. Newman University faculty, students, and staff, as well as the general public, are invited to attend the event. Tickets are $2 for everyone, and proceeds will benefit the Sloppy Joe's Improv Troupe, an improvisation comedy group made up of Newman students. American Rose Theater presents The Burlesque Murders, Getting Their Just Desserts Show, January 25th at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7. It's at the Forum Theater, and period costumes from the 20s, 30s, and 40s are encouraged. And lastly, the Forum's production of the stage classic Driving Miss Daisy continues now through February 2nd. For information on these and other theater performances in our area, visit our events calendar at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.